All right, we're back with the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We've got another approximately 1 hour of modern mainstream jazz for you, so hope you'll stick around. We're going to continue to highlight the jazz piano artistry of Junior Mance. And the next album we're going to play is from a Jazzland album cut in 1962 called The Soul of Hollywood. It's a kind of a theme or concept album in which they give jazz interpretations to various movie themes. And it's just a little bit on the commercial side and a little bit lightweight, but it's still got a great personnel, so it's worth a listen. It includes Jimmy Cleveland and Britt Woodman on trombones, Ernie Royal and Clark Terry on trumpets, Jerome Richardson and Danny Banks on reeds. And so it was really an all-star ensemble backing up Junior Mance, and this is Bronislaw Capers' composition, Invitation.
Thank you.
lovely ballad written by Bronislaw Kaper and tastefully rendered by our Spotlight Artist of the Week pianist, Junior Mads. That was Invitation. And that was cut on the Riverside label back in 1962. So what's up next, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by pianist Nat Pierce. This is from a choral LP entitled Kansas City Memories, and it features, in addition to Nat on piano, Hal McCusick on alto sax, Bill Harris on trombone, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Freddie Green on guitar, and Joe Jones on drums. And they're going to do an Ali Rubel Herb Magnuson tune entitled I'll Buy That Dream. I'll Buy That Dream, featuring Nat Pierce on piano, Hal McCusick on alto sax, Bill Harris on trombone, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Freddie Green on guitar, and Joe Jones on drums. That was from a choral LP released in 1957 entitled Kansas City Memories. which of course is a reference to the early days of the Count Basie band.
Next up is an album Junior Mance cut in the Riverside studio in 1962 called Junior's Blues. And Junior's backed up by Bob Cratchaw on bass and Mickey Roker on drums. This was cut in February of 1962. And Junior plays his rendition of one of Thelonious Monk's most well-known, most often played tune, Blue Monk. Thank you. nice, easy version of Thelonious Monk's classic composition, Blue Monk, by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Junior Mance, from his Riverside album cut in 1962 called Junior's Blues. So what are we going to do next, Al?
Well, next we hear from a group led by Oliver Nelson. This is from a Prestige LP entitled Main Stem. And it features Oliver on tenor sax, Joe Newman on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, George Duvivier on bass, Charlie Persip on drums, and Ray Barreto on congas. They're going to do a Johnny Mercer, Victor Schertzinger tune entitled Tangerine.
Thank you.
That was Tangerine, featuring Oliver Nelson on tenor sax, Joe Newman on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, George DeVivier on bass, Charlie Persip on drums, and Ray Barretto on congas. That was from a Prestige LP released in 1962 entitled Main Stem.
Next up is a track from Junior Mance's Jazzland album cut in 1962 called Happy Time, where he was backed up by two real great rhythm men, Ron Carter on bass, Mickey Roker on drums. And in this particular track, Junior goes way back to the mid-40s for a tune that was a monster hit for the Jimmy Lunceford Band, written by its arranger and composer in the band, Cy Oliver, called For Dancers Only. Thank you. That was a neat little swinger written by Cy Oliver for the Jimmy Lunceford Band back in the mid-40s. It was a monster hit for the Lunceford Band, and it sounds just as fresh and exciting as it today as it was back in the 40s. Tastefully done by our highlight artist, pianist Junior Mance, on his 1962 Jazzland album, Happy Times. So what are we going to do next, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from the Oscar Peterson Trio. This is from an ARS LP entitled An Oscar for Peterson. And it features Oscar on piano, Herb Ellison on guitar, and Ray Brown on bass, the original trio. And they're going to do a tune written by Charlie Barnett entitled Pompton Turnpike. Thank you. tough to beat that. That was Pompton Turnpike, a tune written by Charlie Burnett and featuring the original Oscar Peterson Trio. Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. And that was from an ARS LP released in 1956 entitled An Oscar for Peterson.
Next up is an album cut on the Verve label in 1959. That's one of Junior's earliest trio albums. And it was probably called the Junior Man's Trio, and backed up by one of the foremost bassmen on the scene at that time, Ray Brown, who was at that time working on the Oscar Peterson Trio, the fine Lex Humphrey on drums. And this is a composition written by John Burks Gillespie, and it's a title after Dizzy Gillespie's middle name, Burks Works.
Thank you.
Here's a swingy little version of a composition written by Dizzy Gillespie. By the way, his name was John Burks Gillespie, and that composition was called Burks Works. And that was cut on a Verve label in 1959, the Junior Manch Trio. And great bass work there by Ray Brown. So what are you going to do next, Al?
Well, next up is the Gerald Wilson Orchestra. This selection is from an LP entitled Pacific Jazz on Mic, which was a sampler, two LP set of about 20 selections from the Pacific Jazz catalog. This particular tune was originally recorded on an LP entitled You Better Believe It, also released on the Pacific Jazz label. It features Gerald Wilson as conductor and arranger of a 13-piece group. The tune is heavily arranged and mainly as a showcase for organist Groove Holmes. It's a tune written by Gerald entitled Blues for Nya-Nya. Blues for Nya-Nya, a tune written and arranged by Gerald Wilson. I tried to find out what or who Nya-Nya was, but I was not at least bit successful at that. It sounds like it might be an affectionate name for an older family member, but I couldn't verify that in any way. The soloist there was Groove Holmes on organ, and that was from a Pacific Jazz LP released in 1961 entitled You Better Believe It.
We've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM for better part of the last 2 hours. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10, so I hope you'd come back and visit us again next week or any Sunday night And we look forward to sitting down and having some swing sessions with you. Going to close the show out with a little thing written by Jay McShann and Charlie Parker called Swingmatism.